Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
We got the chocolates.
What the frick is that?
We got the chocolates.
Don't they do dad jokes?
We got the chocolates.
Wait, there's a podcast?
Yes. Really?
Skinhouse, welcome back to another episode of the We Got the Chocolates podcast. I'm Lee.
I'm Skin.
And I'm Gertie.
And that's Migas over there.
Hello.
Migas Films chimes in when we need him. You've probably arrived by accident, but definitely stay for a laugh. We Got the Chocolates. That is a win. Skin, how is the fear and crippling anxiety of meeting people going?
It is going poorly. Has not improved at all. We've spoken about it a little bit on the podcast that I struggle with new people. And I feel like they're targeting me now.
That was new, not nude, wasn't it?
Yeah. New people.
He also struggles with nude people.
Yeah.
Yeah, how are the honeymoon plans coming? I'm just kidding.
Okay, honeymoon plans are going fine. I've booked something in.
Made Have you really?
There. Yeah.
What'd you book?
An all-inclusive package. So yeah, ooh, I just press one button. And just press one button, and my job is done. So that was nice.
You went just, well. You're allowed to tell people where you're going in case anyone wants to like come with you. Is it a?
Oh, I mean, I'd prefer if you didn't come with me, but I'm going to the Maldives.
So, what?
Yeah, I think it's 8 or 9 days over there. So
Maldives. Yeah. Is he more of a springboard or platform type of operator?
So you think it's Maldives, but anyway, no.
Don't ruin my pun.
No. I wanted to ruin your puns.
You don't understand what we're trying to do. Do the fuck with
3 meter. Three meter. I'm pushing through.
Yeah.
So anyway, how good is he? Good. I don't know.
You've ruined it, Migas. The greatest pun ever. And I'm trying to get set up the whole story. As if I care where he's going.
Yeah. Now he gives a fuck.
Oh, fuck. I should really not talk.
This is why you chime in when we need you.
I know. Yeah. I ruined it.
Ruined everything. Really awesome, mate. Well done.
Well done, Skin. That's great to hear. That
good.
That is good.
Is it actually Maldives, though? Now that you've chimed in, Migas, can you tell us that?
It is, yeah.
Thanks.
But I don't want to.
Have you been there?
Yeah, I've been there.
And that's what they say.
That's what they say.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Really?
Yes.
Just to you behind your back or like genuinely?
Well, if they said it behind my back, I wouldn't have just said that.
I wish they said it behind your back then. Well, Skid, what about the rest of your story?
Yeah, I actually had a story about interacting
nude people.
With people.
Nude people.
And both of them occurred recently enough at the grocery store, shopping center. what have you called
it? Fucking hell.
You are rattled.
These are people you know. Like you've known him for a while. You know, so he's your brother.
Yes. Yeah, right. Sorry. Okay. First one, a couple of weeks ago, Eloise and I went out for a run, ran maybe sort of around the 8K mark. So was... Yeah. Anyways, finished the run, hop in the car. I'm covered in sweat, so I took my shirt off. Eloise decided she wants to get groceries on the way home for dinner. No dramas. I'll just wait in the car because I shan't be putting my sweaty shirt back on. I'm sitting in the car waiting for her. Are you okay?
You're not helping your lovely fiance do the grocery shopping, pick up stuff for
Mate,
dinner.
She loves shopping. She
on her own.
Anyways, I'm sitting in the car waiting. I see a bloke walking in my general direction. That's fine. He's getting closer and closer and it's like becoming concerning. It feels like he's walking to my car, which is odd. He opens my front door of the driver's seat and tries to sit in the driver's seat that I'm currently occupying.
Sorry?
Yeah.
What?
It was really weird.
Like on your lap type of situation.
Yeah, like he just went to hop into what he obviously thought it was his car.
Would you not have to unlock your car? Like, is he unlocked?
No, I don't know what he thought.
Did he press it?
Yeah.
You're like, oh, that's unlocked.
No, with the sensor keys, if you get close enough, you can just open the door and it will unlock and open. So he
Oh, yeah, true.
Yeah, that's true, actually. And my car does that, and presumably he has the same car.
I hope so. It'd be weird if he had like a yellow Honda Getz or something.
Honda Getz.
Honda Getz. Two cars. Yeah,
but I guess whatever gets you from A to B, if you know what I'm saying. Absolutely. And that is our pilot putt of the week, Skid. Yeah. And it wasn't that hard, was it? But it could be. Hard made easy. Pilot. Well done. We've been working on that for so long.
Unfortunately. You fucked it up last time.
As soon as I said I realised what I'd done, and I've gone, oh no.
If you are listening to this episode 2.8 and you also listened to 2.18, you would have heard us reference it about four different times going like, you idiot. Like, Cody just like spraying me for moments that we were trying to get them in. It didn't work. But we've done it seamlessly here. We barely spent any time talking about it.
It's just a small shame that the pilot putt of the week is the second best putt of the week.
Yeah, my Maldives was so good.
I know. I'm so sorry. I realised.
It's actually Maldives.
No. These Maldives nuts in your mouth, mate.
Oh, we could have used that one.
Sorry.
I did also have a second one of those, not that anyone cares anymore, but when I eventually went and helped Eloise with grocery shopping and I'm walking around and, you know, like everyone does the same thing. Like you start in the fruit section, then you go all through the aisle. So you end up walking with like the same people the whole way. Mm-hmm. This girl is like 10 meters in front of me for most of the time, grabs a thing of soy milk or whatever and just like is mindlessly reading the package and puts it in my trolley. She's been shopping with her boyfriend in front of us the whole time, and she's just like, her boyfriend's now behind me. She just put it straight in my trolley, and I just had to be like, that's the wrong trolley here. I was like, I don't know what to do.
happened 15 minutes apart, like the two strangest things.
Yeah.
That is very odd. Yeah, I don't think I've ever had that experience of someone putting something wrong in my trolley.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
Someone stole something from me.
It feels like people are pranking me.
Like really? So like
out of your trolley.
No, so what I do, like when I know I'm going to get an iced coffee, like a Dare iced coffee.
So every day.
Every day. That's the first place I go. I'll go get it from the fridge and put it in the freezer.
Oh, so you don't do the fruit section thing?
No. I walk there first and then double back to the fruit section and go do it. So like I just had 15 minutes in the freezer. By the time I get to it.
Wow.
Yeah, it's genius. I'm not an idiot, obviously. got back to it one day. Gone.
Good.
What?
Yeah, gone.
Someone else is
on
the same
idea. Had like either a worker at Coles. What's this doing here? Idiot. Or someone has seen me doing, oh, geez, this is going to be cold in about 5 minutes and then walk up in there by himself.
I would like to believe it's the second one.
Yeah, I hope it is.
I'm very confident it would be the first one. Just an employee
it's behind
doing
McCain
their job.
Frozen pizzas, yeah.
Okay, let's get on to joke of the week. Now, but we do get a lot left for us on the chalk line. That's at wegotthechocolates.com.au, I believe. And you are? Can you not hear?
No.
I don't know what he's doing.
No, you only just put your headphones on then, didn't you?
I did only just put my headphones on.
That's why I was pointing to my headphones.
Oh, sorry. I really should have steamed through the...
I don't know why.
I thought there was some sort of technical issue.
No.
Sorry.
Should I have them on earlier?
No. It's just weird. That's all.
Is that weird?
Should we keep this in?
Probably.
Probably not.
I don't know. I don't like having them on the whole time.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, yeah, well, you do you, man. Yeah.
Oh, well, that's fine. What I was getting. That's what I was doing.
It's just the consistency of the shot, mate. You know how it is, you know.
Oh, continuity.
I like the consistency of the shot.
Remember, we spent 25 minutes that day making sure our fucking head levels are all exactly the same, so all good.
That is important.
Yeah.
I thought yours could have improved. You with me there, Skin?
Yes, I get it eventually. I just went a few seconds behind something about pilot.
No. We've done that enough. Come on, now you're just making it ridiculous.
It's like crowbarring in there.
Do it more organically like we did. With that Maldives gear. Is that Maldives? No, it's Maldives. Oh, thanks, Biggers. We were doing a joke at some stage there, and this one has been left for us by Cam.
Hey, Chocks, love the Mars podcast. Thought I would go on the chalk line and throw one in over the Tobler phone. What did the horny female koala say to her husband? Oi, get your tongue out of there. Come here and eucalyptus bush.
Yucky.
You've told that exact same punchline before. Oh, yeah. Instead of bush, you said dick. That was
That's significantly better.
No, actually, yeah, you're right. That is what I said. Yeah, no.
No, yeah, I remember.
Yeah.
Hold on, Cam. I like. Yeah. I didn't get the Mars thing. What was the Mars thing?
Mars chocolate. Is a chocolate.
I get that.
We got the chocolate. We got the chocolate.
You know, our podcast. So we do it for like 4 years.
Oh, yeah. I remember it. Yeah.
I liked the Toblerone pun. That's
Toblerone was very good.
We also had a written one sent in by Sharky. What's the difference between a casual dinner and a pirate orgy?
Very sexual this week.
I imagine there's a few differences, but in the first one.
Let's listen. One, they wear ridiculous things.
What's the start?
Yeah. What's the difference between a casual dinner and a pirate orgy? In the first, you come as you are. In the second, you are as you come.
Oh, my.
This kid, great performance. And your joke telling was about it. Cody, what are your thoughts, mate? Summarise those for us.
Disappointing.
Disappointing.
Nah, that's pretty good.
What's not disappointing is that the Joke of the Week segment is brought to you by our friends at Better Beer, and they also do provide Better Beer merch. Well, they provide it for everyone, but they provide a discount code for any Chalky listeners. It's 15% off. I think it's We Got the Discount is the discount code.
Nice.
Thank you. Now, Skin, we went up to Gympie last week. That's probably too long of a story as to explain why. We do have a very funny story from that as well, but we'll save it for a little bit. But on the way up, we stopped at a cafe that was called the Toucan Cafe, right?
Mm-hmm.
And I've sort of done that hilarious gag of like put it up on the Instagram story and, you know, toucan play at that game sort of thing. Like,
genius.
Yeah. Good. So can't good. We got this message. I don't know who it was from, but my mate Sam is nicknamed Sam Toucan because he's blind after two beers, which I thought was great. Really enjoy it. But also it reminded me that we haven't done a nickname segment for a while, which I think is important. So it's important for everyone.
Mainly for us.
Mainly for us. But I think it could be important. So I like how everyone's going to their phones. Just to see, we've all basically fought this battle individually, haven't we, to try and find the comments. Basically, to explain it, it's from the comments generally that have been left in the comments of videos of us doing nickname segments.
Mm-hmm.
So we then go and read those comments, bring them back in the hope of producing another nickname video.
It's a cycle, isn't it?
It's just a cycle. And that's evaporation. Skin, you should know that from your Bachelor of...
Sure, yeah. Evaporation is one tiny part of the water cycle, but that's fine.
Oh, right. That's not the whole cycle.
No.
Oh, I guess if it rains...
There's condensation and precipitation.
Right.
Yeah. Rain is precipitation.
Right, the same thing. Interchangeable terms.
Yep.
Rain and precipitation.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
It would sound weird in a sentence, though. you know how people say they play in the rain card?
Yeah.
Before cricket, think the game's going to get rained out the next day.
It's so funny as well because I went to Adele's concert and she sang that song, Set Fire to the Precipitation.
It's so hard to say.
You could have not said it and just move on with the segment.
You want to come and have a few beers tonight? Yeah, I'm playing the precipitation carpet. Really good. And that's why you come to this podcast, just for that type of stuff. Anyway, I'm going to get you started with the first nickname that I found that I thought was a belter from Moo the Conqueror.
Oh.
Nothing beats Phil, what's a packeter, Sigsworth. Cody and I used to remember when we played against
Nathan Butterworth.
And he was obviously nicknamed what's a pounder.
Oh, it's so good. All right. I had a chap called Chris start working with us in my old job. Unfortunately, there was another Chris already working there. So it was Chris J and Chris P. By the end of his first shift, Chris P was known as Bacon.
Of course. Very nice.
Isn't that like do they do that in Simpsons? Is that a Simpsons reference? Is there some sort of like Chris P Bacon, maybe?
Oh,
maybe not. Deep, maybe. I don't know. Deep in the episodes.
I'm going to assume probably not then if you do.
Nah, yeah,
deep in the frying pan, maybe.
Yeah. All right. This one sent in by David. In 2010, it was announced that Britain's shortest policeman was 5'0". His name was PC Robin Port. Apparently, they gave him the nickname Laptop because he was a small PC.
Something in that about like being a thief, like robbing port. They could have gone another way.
Yeah, true. All right, nice.
Robin Peter to pay port, as they say, Skin. You heard that expression?
All the time, yeah.
Do you remember that expression?
Mm-hmm.
Robin Peter to pay port.
Yeah.
Port.
Whenever you're ready, Mick, we're waiting on you.
Mate. Are you trying to, you don't, you've not heard that expression?
No, I haven't.
Oh, okay. It's just like you're taking from one to.
Yeah, so, okay. So this one played cricket against someone whose surname was Dwyer. So they called him Tumble.
I thought they were going to get Barb.
Oh, that's good too. Oh, I really like that.
That really took me a second.
That is perfect. And I used to play cricket with a Dwyer too, so that's wasted that I haven't. Yeah, exactly. I should have used that. I have a small arm and my name is Bex. They call me T-Bex.
That's good.
I really so like just, that.
All right. The best one I heard was on the Peter Crouch podcast was a bloke called Wayne Bruce. His nickname was Man Bat.
I think we've had that before. Sure, that is a belter.
Still funny.
Still good.
You liked it?
No. It's funny because I had that one and I went, Hayley, can you look at this one? Because I think we've had this. And then you said it.
It just shows how much I don't listen to you guys.
As you're talking with a mouthful of water.
This one sent in by Mark. A bloke had twin daughters named one of them Kate and the other Duplicate.
Now that's the topic you were looking for. That's perfect.
A guy I used to work with was shuffled around, bent right over.
Ooh.
So I've read that so poorly.
Could you start again? Surely you haven't put the emphasis on the right thing there, have you?
You said the loud part quiet, the quiet part loud.
Have you ruined the punchline?
No, I haven't. But there was a lot of when I wrote this down, there were a lot of words in it that I was like, they don't need to be there. Now thinking back, those words probably should have been there.
Oh my God.
No, it was an old guy. It was an old guy that he used to work with and he was like had a hunchback.
Oh.
So he was bent right over. Oh.
You were saying that was his name. No,
keep that bit in, buddy. That's important. He says as he was bent right over.
Yeah, so anyway, my mate Ben, bent right over.
Oh, God.
That took me so off track. I genuinely thought you were talking about your mate Ben.
Yeah. I don't even want to do this anymore.
No, keep going.
There you go. Good, mate.
I need to know.
Well, essentially. So this oh, I don't know. Okay. So the guy I used to work with, an old guy, he had a hunchback and he shuffled around. He was known as Photo Finish.
Yeah, that's good. That's really good.
I just had to.
We finally got there.
What are you doing? Like, a photo finish of 100 meter race.
You lean forward at the finish line.
I just wish I said it.
So underrated. That is very good. Well done.
Thanks. I guess.
Okay. I don't know if you guys will get this one, but I quite liked it. A friend. I don't. Also, there's a bit to unpack here. But my friend got 2% on a math final exam. He is now nicknamed Milk.
No,
yes. 2% milk. Yep. Also, how do you get 2% on a math test?
That's pretty hard.
That's tough, yeah.
That is a lot wrong.
Mm-hmm. Maybe. It's 98% of them.
You would have passed.
There's 3% already.
Has anyone got more?
I got one more decent one. My dad knew a guy whose nickname was June. His real name was Ender May.
Nice.
I thought you were saying edamame. Okay, nice.
Okay, there's a bit going on here as well. This one's sent in by Brendan. I used to work with a bloke who previously worked in a country town in WA called Katanning. There was a girl he worked with who had a stutter. They called her Broomhill, which is a smaller neighbouring town a short distance away because it's 28 k's to Katanning.
Oh, that is.
Oh!
That's so disappointing.
I think it's really clever.
It's very clever. It's unfortunate for old Katniss Everclean there, but Mikas is done. He's out.
Okay, all right. I've got two.
No. Let me have one first because I had a footy trainer who was called Minibus. He was half a coach.
Neat.
Nice.
I've also got Nacho because his brother's called Joe.
I'll squeeze in for one more skin. Where we had a guy on a job once that we nicknamed Minty because he always got to work after 8.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. After 8. Nice. Yeah, with you. Okay, like it. Governor.
A bloke I worked with was referring to a new labourer he had working with him as Chlamydia. I asked him why, and he said his name was Richard Burns.
Oh.
Hey, Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Okay, we've chatted through some interesting hypothetical debates in our time. I think we started with Mikus trying to convince us that a handful of lions couldn't eat a few thousand rats, then moved on to Mikus saying he likes to punch small children in the groins.
So, oh, that was very funny. So,
once more punching the nuts.
Things of that nature. Well, we've had another hypothetical sent in to us by Kendall. And I like it. I think it's good. New sports debate, given it's an Olympics year. If you went up against Simone Biles in every individual Olympic sport, think athletics, archery, gym, tennis, swimming, all those sorts of good things, which events do you think you would win? And this is based on current form, not so, like as if you were going to compete tomorrow. You haven't got years to train.
When was this sent in? Because Simone Biles was in big on social media recently because
she's back on deck. I'm fairly certain.
Yeah, well, her husband did an interview on a podcast. Were you across this?
No. I did not follow this.
No. So her husband is an NFL player, but with all due respect to him, not the greatest. As in, doesn't line up often. He's more of one of those, how do you say?
Left, right, out.
Bench operators. Yeah. Yes, yes.
Like you two in the Div 2 resis. Yeah,
exactly. Sort of stuff. Very similar to us.
Yeah. Happened to the rest of them.
Probably at a higher level.
At a higher level, yeah.
Anyway, but he came out on a podcast and said that he had no idea who Simone Biles was and that he was the catch in the relationship, basically. I'm paraphrasing if he's listening. But
okay. When they met, I assume.
Yes.
Okay. I was concerning if they were married and he still doesn't know.
No. So he apparently drove Biles to see her, but just don't need any more though, do we? He basically came out. So then social media just erupted with, there was this trend of people going to their dads and granddads and stuff and going hey, do you know who Simone Biles is?
Yeah.
And then they'd be gymnast, really gun gymnast, blah, blah, blah. And everyone knew. And then they'd read the other bloke's name, who I genuinely actually don't know. And they'd read the other bloke's name and be what about this guy? Have you heard of him? And they're who's that?
The fuck is that guy?
Yeah. So it was basically just taking the piss out of him. His name was Jonathan Owens.
Oh, yeah.
Unfortunately, in a fair bit of debt. Owens, a fair bit of money, skin.
Wonderful.
Get back to the hypothetical.
Yeah, if you don't mind.
I've got two straight off the bat.
All right.
Basketball, perfect. One.
Well, we're talking about individual sports, so try again.
Okay, well then golf. One-on-one basketball, then golf.
This is how I'd beat her in basketball. I've got a lot up with Steph Curry, Kevin Durant.
Golf, there you go.
Well, that's fair.
Golf.
Yeah, I've really got an argument against that. You hit the ball a long way. And
Mikus archery, surely?
Oh, because he shoots all those bows at her.
At her.
She wouldn't even know what the event was. It's meant to be running his proper archery. She's like, what's the guy throwing the bow?
He's throwing a frisbee for some reason.
Okay, individual sports. I reckon I've got her in nothing athletics related. That hurts.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Nothing swimming related, but that's more to do with me being horrific at swimming.
Mm-hmm.
Yep.
Whereas I think she would just be good at all the jumping events and stuff. Yep. Even something that I should be better at, a throwing event, I'm just not good at. Javelin, I'm horrendous. The thing always hits me in the back of the head.
I'll go javelin. I'll throw javelin for me.
Okay.
Yeah.
Shot put, stinker technique, I'd probably dislocate my shoulder.
She'd smash us in shot put.
You reckon?
Oh, 100%.
Because I was going to argue, obviously she's very athletic, obviously. She is. I think she's 140 centimeters tall and weighs 47 kilos.
I still think she'd beat us in shot put.
You reckon?
Yeah, I reckon she'd be that strong.
I reckon I'd be backing myself in a few of the heavier lifting sort of events.
Well, weightlifting.
Weightlifting. Or throwing a shot put or putting a shot.
So I still think she'd beat us in weightlifting.
What about ropey one for you? Equestrian dressage.
Not backing you.
Yeah.
I've never ridden
She's got far too much balance.
Oh, damn it.
I wonder how good you reckon she's at swimming.
I think she'd be good. Oh, no. I'm bad. So
you're a pretty decent swimmer.
You're thinking triathlon. Is that what you think? Or you think
I wasn't. I was thinking just swimming.
Just swimming. Yeah.
What about triathlon?
Cycling. Her legs would be up.
She got me in cycling, I reckon. And then running at marathon.
Yeah. I was thinking
maybe, I don't know.
Yeah.
But also surfing and skateboarding.
That's true, because they're Olympic sports.
Yeah.
So isn't like BMX racing?
What I've got her in? Table tennis.
Oh,
I'll beat her in table tennis.
I'll take her in tennis then too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. I've got her in table tennis.
Yeah.
Tennis, I reckon it's a tough battle. Give it a goatee pumps me. Table tennis, a genius, I'll be right.
Okay.
Badminton.
Badminton.
I'll take her in badminton. I'm not taking her in judo. I think we're not giving Simone Biles like credit for how fucking like unbelievable.
You're the only person that said you beat her in anything.
Yeah, golf.
Yeah. Well, I think I'd beat her in table tennis. That's it. That's all I'm backing.
I wonder if us as a team could beat her in more things than she could beat us in.
So say that again. So four on one.
So us four versus her.
Like if any one of us beat her.
Yeah. If there's and it's her versus all four of us, who wins the most
events
out of all this?
We'll probably just ring her up and ask her.
Diving, she'd be a gunner because it's all like the same movements.
Yep. And also more the fact that we are fucking terrible at it.
But that also isn't helping. If we were like actually good at a few things, maybe it's like a more interesting debate.
We were Olympic athletes at any of these events, oh my God, it would be so good.
I reckon we could beat her in gymnastics.
She could have an off day and we could get her.
Beat her on the beam.
Yeah, she only got 9.8 that time.
I need to know more Olympic sports. Is there any other ropey ones that are like, is there maybe Winter Olympics?
I doubt any of them. None.
Nah.
It's so hard to know what she's good at other than gymnastics.
Well, she's quite good at that.
Yeah.
Other than gymnastics.
Thanks. I didn't hear you the first time.
Okay.
I think we've covered all the ones that I jotted down that I wanted to chat about.
That's a big list that you've got.
Yeah, I think in summary, we're not beating her in much.
Nah, I think she's beating us in more.
I think she's probably quite a decent athlete to be in the Olympics.
Well done, Skins.
Yeah, great summary. Thanks, Scoop.
You're welcome.
You heard it here first. Simone Biles, good decent athlete.
Decent athlete. Otherwise known as probably the greatest of all time.
You heard it here first. Michael Phelps, quite a ride of swimming.
Doesn't need a lifesaver next to him in the pool.
You said, well, maybe faster than us.
You heard it here first. Taylor Swift, reasonably well off financially. Skid, just keep bragging it for a skid.
Yeah, come on.
Anymore, you've got
quick, you do one really quickly.
I've got another one.
Megas, maybe you do one.
Yeah. Go.
No.
Start with, you heard it here first.
You heard it first.
Someone else go.
I'll do one for you. You heard it here first. Kelly Slater.
Good surfer.
Knows what he wants to do on the waves.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So now you do one.
But that was it.
No. I was just giving you an example.
Well, you heard it here first. Yeah. Tony Hawk knows how to air.
As in he can breathe?
He's friends with Jordan Sparks and Chris Brown.
Tell me how it's supposed to breathe with no air.
I'm Tony Hawk.
Why did this not stop 3 minutes ago?
For that exact reason.
It was Jordan Sparks, Chris Brown featuring Tony Hawk.
When they were recording it, they actually got to the first chorus and they saw Tony Hawk and they were like, oh, we can't sing this anymore.
Instead of actually just walking off the side of the stage when like their bit was done, they skateboarded onto the side of the
stage. What? Tell me, I'm supposed to be with no hair, and then Tony Hawk just did it. He was like, I'm here, guys.
Yeah, watch this, 7:20.
Is that what time it was on?
All
right. Skinny, you still with us?
Whatever.
Well, I hope you ask it because we have a lyric substitution? A lyric substitution coming up. And Cody's a guru at it, so he's basically going to explain it to you if you are listening for the first time.
Well, I think it all came about when we were sort of bored in the office and you started basically singing songs, well-known songs, and then replacing random words in there with the word skin.
Correct.
Which our great mate's nickname is over here. So
we essentially had a theory, didn't we, that you could
pretty much do it for any song. Yeah. So for today's version, our theme that we were given by the random wheel was songs about happiness.
Okay.
Nice. All right. So Skin, we're going to let you be the judge. Have we got the Mother Goose for the prize?
We do. Now the goose does definitely go to the duck or whatever it is.
Yeah.
It is behind me and it does go to the loser in this game. We also reminded that we don't have a jingle for this.
We're still trying to find one.
Whichever, we'll know it. Like in their heart of hearts, you're just the one chooses the wizard type of stuff.
Yeah.
Exactly.
We will know when we find it. Mikus, have you got something to say?
No, you go.
Should we start? Because you know how we want to end every segment with a high?
Yep.
I'm nervous about one particular entry, which I don't want to end the segment with. Is there a particular order that we should be playing? Now,
Skin,
must warn you, that segment, the entry that I'm nervous about did come from Dave the Brute that knows jack shit and Charlie and the Chocolate Fact Checker. They combined. I happened to unfortunately be in the room when they were recording and I didn't love it the most.
I wasn't in the room and I still heard it and I hated it.
It was concerning.
So I'm not sure when you want that one, Skid. Do you want to start with that?
Open the batting with it.
But there's also the chance because, you know, Mikus notoriously, he loses this game quite frequently. So should we get his out of the way first? Hard to know.
It is hard to know.
It's your game, so you get to choose this lyrics substitute.
We'll start
Skin
with the real shit one.
Okay.
Which is
now, don't go in with any preconceived ideas. Give all of them an equal chance. But here you go, from Dave the Brit that knows jack shit and Charlie the Chocolate Fact Checker, our lyric substitute Skin, first song. Here we go.
Are you ready, Skin?
Aye, aye, Skinald!
I can't hear you.
Aye, aye, Skinald!
Oh, who lives in a pineapple under the sea?
SpongeBob SkinPants!
Absorbent and yellow and porous is he?
SpongeBob SkinPants!
If nautical nonsense be something you wish,
SpongeBob SkinPants!
Then jump on the deck and flop like a fish!
SpongeBob SkinPants!
Ready?
SpongeBob SkinPants!
SpongeBob SkinPants!
SpongeBob SkinPants!
SpongeBob SkinPants!
Yeah, that you let that linger way too long.
I was going to say that we should all have voting rights, and as soon as you put your hand up, we stop the song, but then I forgot
that
to do
it. That
would
have been a great addition.
Yeah. Well, Skin, I think a new addition to this game, which we've learned, unfortunately, the hard way, so apologies if you were listening to that for the entire time. I would say that a few people went mute. Thanks, boys. That was good. Upgrading the podcast one step at a time over there.
There's always a lesson. Less is more.
Yeah. Now, Skin, I think from this point forward in Lyric Substitute, Skin, you should get the right to just cut songs off. If you've heard enough, I think it's just see you later. Okay. You give me the hand signal and off you go.
Maybe for next month.
Yeah. Well, with that in mind, let's hear Mikus's.
Okay.
Nope.
Don't do that again.
Hey, that was just an innocent seagull. This is just a little bit of SFX that I captured. Okay, here we go.
Skinner, it's you. You're the skin I love. You're the skin I need. You're the only skin I see. Come on, Skinner, it's you.
Oh.
Now, to let Skin have the first words.
Not great, but a significant upgrade on the first one.
Okay. Nice.
I'm happy with the order we chose at least.
Okay.
We're getting better.
All right. That's good. That's
good. No, I don't want to overdo it.
Perfect.
No, I would hate to see it overdone. And the other thing that I should say, and I probably should have given it all this context at the start, but we also don't know what it's going to sound like because it's left in the capable hands, questionably capable hands of Dave the Brute that knows jack shit. So when we sing it, it's sort of like a surprise to us when we put it on the button.
We usually sound way better when we actually sing it, and then he ruins it.
With auto-tune, he does.
I'll be honest, Mikus, I heard a little glimpse of you recording also, and it sort of startled
better.
Me. No, it startled me.
Shame.
Yeah, that's fine.
I thought that was your best one so far.
Probably best performed, I've definitely done others that I prefer.
Okay. Speaking of your performances, this is not the great time to crowbar it in, but how are your marathons going? Can we get an update on that?
Good. Did one yesterday, so I'm at 2.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah. What month are we? That's every. One per month. That's pretty good.
No, it's fine.
What week are we?
It's fine. We're a week, 7, 8, 10. Week 10. Not great. No, really? Surely we're not week 10.
No, they're not saying the weeks. That was just their score for your song.
Unfortunately, we are not week 10.
I'm pretty sure it's the 10th.
We're week 8.
Oh, we're week 8. I've done two.
Just get a bit of momentum. We're fine.
But how did you do it yesterday? Was that a set plan?
Mm-hmm. No, I had four beers and then I went, I'm actually not doing much to Salvo. I'm going to go run a marathon. Mm. And I finished it. So it's good.
Mm. So I'm not much of a running coach, but I'd recommend not having the beers before the marathon.
Well, at 36K, I was throwing up a lot. Yeah, so that may have had something to do with it.
Yeah.
Okay. What did you do before 36K, by the way? What was just before that?
How'd you go? Around like, fuel-wise.
32K mark.
Like 29K. I ran back. So I ran 15K north, back home, and then I was going to run south. Stopped in at home for 15 minutes, just replenished, had some food, and then went back out. A prolonged aid station, I would say.
Okay.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. How many minutes?
I don't know, 15.
Oh, that is
that's prolonged.
It is prolonged, but I don't think you could be throwing that's stones true. Here because we definitely spent 25 minutes at one aid station.
Really?
Maybe not 25 minutes, but one of our kilometers was definitely 14 minutes.
We were moving the whole time, just not very quickly.
We were moving like this.
We didn't stop moving.
That's in an event.
I also didn't get the chance to eat a steak during my marathon.
That's because you're vegan. This is good.
Which I would have respectfully declined.
So we were beating around the bush a little bit, but we'd like to hear from the Chalkies if that's frowned upon.
I don't care.
I know you don't care. But we'd like to know.
We'd like to know because I played this game of cricket one day, obviously, and it was a 2-innings game.
No,
60 in the first innings and 40 in the second, and I raised my bat after the 40 and got 100.
So. And that is the same thing. That is the same thing.
Look, I'm on your side. Yeah. I think you should be allowed to duck out for a three-course meal quickly. But also, no issue with that.
The problem is, if you're in an event, if you're in a race, I told myself I wasn't going to get angry, but fuck you.
The angriest I've seen.
If you're in a race, if you're in an event, there's aid stations every 3 or 4 kilometres.
They don't have medium rare rumps though.
Yeah, well, they probably should.
I would have done it with eight.
And so... I didn't have a bag. I didn't have much on me. I ran. I came home, had a snack for 15 minutes, a steak sandwich. And it was good on the new Weber, actually, by the way. Wonderful people.
Very good.
We should get one for at the front. Yeah, anyway, so probably.
But that'll halt your marathon progress, though.
We should probably go to that third song.
I forgot. That's good. No, I'm 100% on your team.
I'm actually on your side as well. I just like staring you up. But I think if you finish the marathon, say if you do a race, the cutoff time's 8 hours, whatever it is. If you finish 42Ks in under 8 hours, it counts.
Yeah.
I like that. Yep.
And I think it depends a lot on what sauce you put on the steak. Yeah,
that's also true.
Diane or mushroom?
Well, it was in a sandwich and I actually think I just put barbecue sauce and mustard.
Mustard's good.
What? It probably counts then.
As a meal.
The marathon wouldn't have counted.
Yeah. No, in fairness, after hearing the story last week about how marathons were invented and old mate dying, I think it's better that you probably stop and have a meal.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
That's where I'd like to just...
Yeah, as a rule of thumb, try not to.
I'm going to nail myself to that post.
Mm. Oh.
Like the fact that... as opposed to whatever Goaty's thinking of. So I'm supportive of it.
Goaty will run 5 kilometres and then post his Strava in our group chat and be like, look what I did.
Yeah. You know what I do it for? To get a reaction out of you.
Hell, it fucking works.
And he stops after 2Ks for a meal. With their iced coffee.
I do it. I just walk home with it and I fucking love it.
Okay.
What segment are we doing?
This was lyrics substitute skin. Sorry, but that was good to get that out of the way. Just for anyone following along with that 50 marathons journey, which is now 4% done.
Mm.
Is that right, skin?
Yeah. I feel better about that than
that. When you break everything down to percentages, it helps heaps.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like Goaty's song here is going to be a potentially 60% level of performance.
Nice.
Let's see. That's good.
So don't stop skin now.
Tough songs.
Don't Stop Skin, cause he's having a good time. Having a good time. Skin's a shooting star, leaping through the sky like a tiger, defying the laws of gravity. Skin's a racing car, passing by like Lady Godiva. He's gonna go, go, go. There's no stopping Skin. He's burning through the sky.
Oh, yeah.
200 degrees, that's why they call him Mr. Fahrenheit. He's traveling at the speed of light. He's gonna make a supersonic man out of you.
You haven't said Skin for a while. Just...
It did become just the song.
It's really hard to try and weasel words. Yeah.
It was just Cody singing for the last 30 seconds.
It was good for a little while.
I fucking love Queen.
Yeah, that's fair. Yeah.
Okay, nice.
Good band. Fucking great band. Mm. Unbelievable. I watched that Bohemian Rhapsody movie. That is a flick.
Oh, yeah.
Have you seen it?
Yep.
It is a flick, but it's also a very good movie. That's what I'm saying. All right, Skin, that just leaves me, I believe.
Okay.
Here you are.
Skin's picking up good vibrations. Skin's giving me the excitations. Skin's picking up good vibrations. Skin's looking at constellations. Skin's picking up good vibrations. Skin's face is full of concentration.
What is going on?
I was so close to picking that song.
Skin, you missed the rest of my lyrics. I kept changing them to make them about science. And you've missed it.
I fucking lost interest when I started hearing three layers of your voice.
Apparently so like high on cocaine when writing those songs, apparently.
Really?
Yeah.
Who Beach sings Boys. Like the Beach, Beach Boys?
Yeah, apparently fucking lunatics.
Oh, that reminds me of that joke about the Beach Boys, remember, Skin?
Nope.
Yeah, they walked into a bar one day and then the lead singer just said, get around, get around,
I'll get around.
Didn't decide an order. Do we need to?
Oh, wait, no, no. Yeah, surely.
No. Well, it's safe to say Dave gets last place. So
yeah, and then I could probably just tell you. I could probably say.
Go on.
I reckon Gody first, Lee second, me third, them fourth.
Nah, he would have had you above me.
Oh, really? Me second?
You didn't like the layers. Even though mine was Gun.
I like that.
Okay.
I'd still have you above, Pinkers.
Okay. Yeah, that's fair.
Nice.
No.
We should probably just do it for his wedding. Live.
Perform it.
Live.
Okay, cool.
I led you here.
We've just got a great idea. No. This doesn't concern you, but it's your wedding.
Sorry, we're going to do a
live
lyric substitute.
Skin, you pick your favorite lyric substitute and we'll perform it
live,
at your wedding.
Live at the wedding.
That's okay.
We're recording here too, so this should be in. We've got this on record.
Okay.
Are you happy with that? Ask Eloise.
I'm not happy with that.
Should we call
Eloise? What are the odds that we can do it?
Just call it live.
Eloise's answer. Give a fuck.
Can you call Eloise now?
Probably not. She's at work.
Oh, we'll send her a message. Send her a message.
I'm not entertaining the idea. You're not performing those shit songs at my wedding.
Which one? Okay, well, if we were going to have to, though, which one's actually winning it?
Or you could pick a new whole other song.
Yeah.
Oh, crikey.
Can you remember some of your best entries?
No, not really. Can you?
Yeah, heaps.
What other?
Oh, the best one. We probably can't do 12 Days of Christmas.
12 Days of Skinmas.
Oh, no, you didn't. No, you did the Blink song was good.
Oh, yeah, I took Skin out.
I'm feeling Skin. Yeah. Oh, no, I took Skin
Nobody
out.
Nobody likes you with a pierced willy.
We should probably do that.
Yeah. I'm sure that'd go down well at the wedding.
No, I think it makes sense that I don't remember any I can like.
Yeah.
Anyway, just get back to us.
Okay.
Remember any you can like or remember, like any you can remember?
Can remember any I liked.
That makes more sense.
That's what I was going for. Apologies.
Hey, we're playing a game. The game is called Fictionary. Here's another jingle for you, Skin.
So 1, 2, 3, it's the Urban Dictionary. I got some slang in mind that I really want you to define.
Oh, yeah. Now, Fictionary, it is a game that we play because we want to stay up to date with the lingo of modern day society, and that is why we play this game. I read out a word and an example sentence with the word in it. The boys then have to tell me the definition of that word. Now, this segment. It is sponsored by our friends at Aussie Broadband. And whilst this game is more about accuracy than speed, Aussie Broadband is renowned for both. They have high-speed plans for high data usage households.
It was absolutely amazing when I walked in today. So, guys, I've got to, prep up Fictionary. So I'll do it really quick. And you literally did it in, 30 seconds. High-speed internet, mate. Unbelievable.
I thought you were saying you did it. And I was like, can you at least make them believable? Cody prepped it.
I prepped him and I'm going to answer
him. Now, just so you know, like a couple of great examples of lessons that we've learned from this game, and I will throw to you, Mikus, for one, just a quick bit of revision. Oh, yeah. So that if it's your first time listening, Fictionary, what a game. We've learned some class stuff. So like Venus, for example.
Oh, wait, do you want me to explain
it? What is it?
Yeah. So it's like the measurement of your how far back you wear your beanie on your head.
That's right. And then, Gertie, one that you like particularly was CBP, CBD.
What was that one again?
Oh, Christ.
Do you remember that, Skids?
Vaguely. No, I don't remember what it means.
Oh.
Chronic back pain from carrying this big dick around. That was another one that we've had in Fictionary. All right. Your first one today, and I'm going to start you off pretty tough. It is skirted egg. That guy looks like a skirted egg.
Oh, thanks for that. That's fucking helpful.
That's context. At least you know it's an insult.
Skirted egg.
Are we just jumping
in? Yeah, just jump in when you're ready. Yeah.
Michael, he looks a lot like a scrambled egg. Like he looks like shit.
Okay.
He's just like, he looks like trash.
Nice. Yeah, he's ugly. Okay. Ooh.
Yeah, that's what I said.
A skirted egg.
Mm.
He's bald. And it's got like a funny hairpiece, a funny sort of hairstyle.
It's not 100% right, but it's easily the closest. A person who is bald on top but has hair on the sides and back.
Yeah. Wow.
Thus what looking like a skirted egg.
Yeah, I was going to say.
It's a skirted egg.
So like an egg.
Yeah, I've got the egg.
It's got a skirt around it.
No, that's awesome.
It's not physically a skirted egg.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
So you're thinking about scrambled Easter.
Yeah. Okay.
What's your favorite egg, Skid?
Skirted? Nope. Certainly not.
Second one. Go to your 1-0 up. Ask Cole. What do you recommend for dinner here? The pasta is good. I'll have the steak, please. You're such an ask Cole. kind of gives it away, but it's a very funny conversation.
Yeah, like asking a question when you don't really want or value their opinion.
I think I read too much of the example, but yeah, a person who constantly asks your advice yet always does the opposite of what you told them. quite like that. All right. Now I've got a Mikus. I got this one directly for you.
Nice.
Rhett bro. Bro, I bought an old school Kindle today. It's totally Rhett bro.
Can I buzz in as
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
Is it like retro?
Rhett bro.
Like as in like old school.
I'm going to allow everyone a guess.
Whenever he's a fucking
man. I know.
I haven't got much better than retro.
Yeah, well.
Retro and your brother gave it to you.
I think Skid's taking the lead.
I genuinely couldn't have less of an idea.
All right. I think we have to go to Skin for that one. It is a hipster adjective which describes something that is retro while simultaneously addressing somebody as bro.
Mm-hmm.
So I just think Skin's got a little bit closer there, unfortunately, Genghis. But you should get this one. A composer.
Oh,
that doesn't sound good.
Is it disappointing?
Yeah. All right. And again, the sentence is not helpful.
It's is it someone who composer. Is like a music playlist for the horizontal folk dancing activity time of evening?
I like what you're saying, but I don't know. I need some other guesses. I don't want to give too much away.
Is it real rapey?
I can't tell you that.
No, but. I don't want to say what I'm thinking if it's not that ropey.
Yeah, okay, whisper it into the microphone.
I think, I assume we're thinking the same thing. Someone like posing for a photo after doing the deed.
Oh, crikey. No, it's not that rogue.
Okay, excellent.
Okay, it's definitely not what I'm thinking.
So curious.
Mine's more rogue than that.
Oh, really? Okay.
Mate, I suck at this game. I've got one wrong and I haven't guessed two.
That's
so
good.
I
appreciate you keeping us updated on that, but if you could just do your guess instead. Then... It is a person who fakes orgasms.
Oh.
What do they call it? A composer.
Composer, yeah. Oh. You're posing of doing it, I guess.
Yeah,
so
you're right. Wrong.
It makes so much sense after you hear it. So how did I not guess that?
Is this our fifth? This is my final one. My favorite. Moon landing.
Oh, it's that time in when they landed on the moon.
I can't read you an example sentence because it just, all I will say is it's in a locker room. as the example.
Oh my goodness.
Two individuals standing side by side at neighboring lockers. I can give you.
Oh, is it when their asses touch?
I really want to read.
I love when that happens. I mean,
Urban Dictionary at its finest. Here we go. Accidental, unintentional contact between your naked ass cheeks and another individual's naked ass cheeks, resulting in a panicked moment of pause, sudden development of perfect posture, or bolting upright, butthole puckering, and the grunted sorry cough being elicited. Commonplace at such establishments as gyms or workplace lockers. Is it really commonplace?
I don't think we ever done it in the bathroom here.
Do you remember that happening to us, Skid?
No.
Does it? Has it?
No.
When?
All right. Don't have to get weird about it.
I don't remember it.
I don't remember any moon landings.
Okay.
Do the people fake these moon landings? I don't know if you want me to summarize there. I think Skin's apparently got two. No one's got one. One's done well. So Skin, I reckon you've got the chocolates there, which is unbelievable. You rarely see that.
I think we both got, well, I don't know.
No, so I'm just relying on.
Yeah. I'm taking it.
Yeah. You take it.
I'm relying on the scoring that's been provided to me.
This.
Poor old Dave the Brit that knows jack shit's going to go back and edit it and try and make it make sense.
And Mikus won.
Mikus won with that moon landing one. Double points.
Should have been.
Okay, and I'm on to you're in for an X. This one comes in from Hannah. Told my roommate that Mega Millions was up to $825 million. She said, yeah, but I mean, that's only $400 million after taxes. Anyways, our kitchen's in our living room.
Wait, is Mega Millions like the same as like lottery?
Yeah. I guess so, yeah. Only $400 million.
Damn it.
Fuck. Damn. The tax.
Unreal. Rightio. That is another episode of the We Got the Chocolates podcast complete.
Yep. And we've got a little bit of homework for you. We're changing it up this week. We're trying to simplify it. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. We give you too much homework. You need
overwhelmed.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Need a bit of a break. This time, very simple. We're trying to get to 11,000 listeners on our first day of the podcast being released.
Yeah.
And the way that you can help with that.
Sorry.
Thank you, Mikus.
Sorry.
I thought it was an okay goal, Mikus. He's bored.
No, I was just shock.
And the way that you can help with that is by telling someone you know to listen. If you've got a mate or multiple, if it maybe 11,000 mates, that would be helpful.
Oh, 21,000.
Go tell all of them to listen to our podcast, and that would be very helpful. Thank you.
Like it. That's all we need. Perfect. Yeah. Remember to get out and have a tune wag with a few of your mates this week. If you're doing that, you're absolutely getting the chocolates. We love having you here. We'll speak to you again this time next week. And as always, good luck in the future. And that's Stumps.
Love you.
Love you.
You know, I was going to use that Maldives as my D's nuts joke, and then Gody said it in the episode. No, we can't.
What is it?
What?
What was it?
Maldives.
Oh, Maldives. Yeah. Yeah. I don't really get it.
Dives sounds like D's.
Yeah. But D's
nuts.
Suck on Maldives nuts.
Oh, I didn't hear the suck on. Say Maldives nuts. I was like, I don't get it.
Oh, that's fine.
What a way to finish.
Yeah, that's good. Go, Mikus. You've been best on today.
Hold on.
Oh, sorry. Hold on. No, we keep going.
It's our fault.
I'm sorry I didn't hear the start of what you said.
No. Hey, don't apologize, mate.
Don't apologize. You didn't have your headphones on.
Still heard it. Probably why.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.